members of Congress and the Washington, D.C. City Council and others have called on the Washington Redskins to change its name, saying it's racist and offensive to Native Americans. But the owner of the team, Daniel Schneider, has vowed the team will never change its name. Meanwhile, others continue to weigh in on the issue. Some national publications this week, Slate and Mother Jones among them, say they will never print the name of the team again. Should the Washington Redskins change its name? Why or why not? That is today's big question. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, August 14th. We will hear from two guests with different answers to that question and give you a chance to weigh in too. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We will also hold a sound off at the end of this debate at about 10 minutes to the hour, giving you an opportunity to tell us your answer to that question. Should the Washington Redskins change its name and logo? And why or why not? Well, let me welcome our guests. We are very happy to have with us two guests. Daniel Flynn is a columnist for the American Spectator and author of The War on Football, Saving America's Game, which comes out on Monday. His recent piece is called Hail to the Redskins Name. He joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning.
And also with us is Mark Anthony Rollo, a member of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa, and author of My Mother is Now Earth. He is the former executive director of the Native American Journalists Association. His recent piece on why the Redskins should change their name was a part of the Progressive Magazine's Op-Ed Media Project. He joins us from his home in Minnesota. He is moving back, though, to Wisconsin in a few weeks. Good morning to you, Mark Anthony.
Good morning, Joy.
All right. Well, let's start with you, Mark Anthony, since you are calling for the change. You're not individually calling for the change, but you think that the name should be changed. Why do you think that the Washington Redskins should get a new name and logo?
Well, first of all, there's no argument to be made that could justify keeping that name when it clearly dehumanizes the whole group of people. And all my years in Indian country, I personally believe the majority of Native people believe the name Redskins is very derogatory. It's quite similar to Squaw in reference to women. So that's why I obviously feel pretty strong that there's nothing that can be, you cannot defend something like that, a name like that, even the image. It's about human decency.
Yeah. Well, Daniel Flynn, in your opening statement, why should the Redskins keep that name?
Well, I grew up in Boston, Massachusetts, and we have a basketball team that you may have heard of called the Boston Celtics, and you probably deduced from my last name that Flynn, I hail from Irish people, and so, I never found the Boston Celtics to be derogatory to Irish people, even though they got a leprechaun sitting on center court. I never thought that the Notre Dame Fighting Irish was somehow, a conspiracy to insult Irish people. If you look around the sports world, there are essentially, names for almost every ethnic group that you can think of, whether it's the San Diego Padres or the New York Yankees, the Vancouver Canucks. I mean, Canuck is an insult in certain circles, but the people of Vancouver obviously embrace that term. So I don't think it's something that we should look at it when we have sports nicknames that apply to Native Americans, that those nicknames and those nicknames alone are insults, but every other nickname that refers to every other ethnic group are, generally taken as if not praise, at least appreciation for those ethnicities living in that community. So I just don't get the the double standard there, I guess.
Well, Mark Anthony, what about some of those other nicknames? Should the Vikings, for example, be changed too? Is this worse as bad or not as bad as Redskins?
Well, I'm not a psychologist, but, you know, this sounds like apples and oranges. You know, I got a little bit of Irish in me as well, and I'm not offended by the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. But when you think about Native Americans and how we have been so characterized, so vilified, exploited as warriors, you know, since the Indian Wars period of the last century. I mean, if you look at Hollywood, Hollywood was built on the exploitation and stereotyping Native American people through the Westerns, the John Ford movies, et cetera. And beyond just, you know, looking like, you know, payment of warriors, I mean, not even tribally correct, as if we all are one big tribe, when there were more than 500 federally recognized tribes in this country, and Native people are extremely diverse, and yet we're also very connected in many ways. I guess when it comes to this name, I don't know if there was a little Irish boy or girl who grew up in Boston feeling terrible because the Boston Celtics were making fun of their race, but I grew up being called a Redskin. I grew up being called a half-breed. I grew up being called a lot of these terrible names. And, you know, it goes right to the core of your self-esteem. And I think that's the big difference that here that we're talking about is, on the one hand, yeah, it's fun pop culture to have the Fighting Irish. On the other hand, with a name like Redskins and a Fighting Sioux, that goes right to the self-esteem of Native people. So,
yeah, so Daniel, isn't that different?
No, I think that if you look, particularly with football, I mean, the guest brings up the example of Native Americans' treatment in history. If you look at the sort of the pivot on which Americans, white America, started looking at Native Americans not as villains anymore, but as heroes, it was football that did this. And what I mean by that is that the example of Jim Thorpe, just, you know, a generation removed from the Indian Wars, looking at a guy like Jim Thorpe, starting to cheer for a Native American instead of, you know, boo them and view them as villains. Jim Thorpe, the first commissioner of the NFL, so present at the creation of the NFL, you know, it was not like Major League Baseball where you had this kind of segregation system. You had African Americans, you had Native Americans, you had all sorts of people playing in the NFL right from the beginning in 1920, and in fact, the first commissioner being a Native American. I think the history of this is important because most listeners probably don't understand where the Redskins name came from. It seems like a very odd name, and the derivation of that Redskins nickname, when you, and this is part of what I did when I researched the war on football, I looked back and discovered that NFL teams, you know, the NFL wasn't always as popular as it is now. In fact, Major League Baseball was the big sport in town back then. And so in the 1920s and the 1930s, trying to glom on to the popularity of Major League Baseball, NFL teams basically would rent out baseball stadiums during the winter. Not only that, but they would steal their names from Major League Baseball teams. So you'd have the Detroit Lions would play in Tiger Stadium. They became the Lions. You'd have in Wrigley Field, the Chicago Bears kind of play off the Chicago Cubs. And in Boston, there was an NFL team called the Boston Braves, and they were called that because they played at Braves Field. Well, the next year, that team moved about a mile down the road to Fenway Park, and they didn't want to insult their hosts, the Boston Red Sox. So instead of keeping the Braves name, the National League team in Boston, they changed their name to the Redskins. I mean, you can kind of get it, Red Sox, Redskins. And later when they moved to D.C., I mean, this whole issue would have been avoided if they had just changed their name to the Senators or something when they had moved to Washington. But they kept that Redskins name. And even though the name may be controversial now, back when they got the Redskins name, it was, you know, people understood why they had that name. It was because of the Boston Red Sox, and they wanted to be a play off the Boston Red Sox.
So does that alleviate any of your concerns, Mark Anthony?
This is pretty funny, and I don't mean that disrespectful, but I have to say, on the helmet of the Washington Redskins is a caricature of an American Indian warrior, a brave. Now, the fact that the name might have come out of Red Sox, why then, on the helmet, do we not have an ankle of a football player that is painted red? The reality is, whether the origins are correct or not, is that name has been associated with Native Americans for many decades. And when you ask someone what a redskin is, they'll tell you it's an Indian.
Well, let's assume that the team's organization, the Redskins organization, wants to portray Native Americans in a respectful, honoring, highly regarded way. What would be a better nickname or possible logo, or would there not be one, Mark Anthony?
Well, they have to call themselves the Hogs. You know, I love football. I grew up on football. My brother, even though we were a Packer fan and still are, my brother loved the Redskins, the team. And then, but if you're looking for a new name, I mean, and I remember back when John Riggins was playing running back, and I believe he was part Native, his front line was called the Hogs. And I always loved that name. I think they call themselves the Hogs.
The Hogs? I'm because of the cell phone, it's breaking up a little bit.
Yeah, the Redskins had a nickname for their front offensive line. They were such big guys, they called them the Hogs, I believe.
Yeah.
Remember that? I thought that's a pretty good name. But, you know, we need to remember that, you know, in the past few decades, high schools all across this country, colleges across this country have all recognized, the NCAA has recognized that, you know, Indian mascots and names are derogatory. And they've called for new names, and there have been new names. The people of North Dakota in a referendum voted to get rid of the Fighting Sioux. Fighting Illini of Chicago. I mean, the University of Illinois down in Urbana, I believe, or Champaign, you know, did away with their caricature of an Illini Indian running on the basketball courts. And I think Florida did the same with the Seminoles. So this isn't just me or a handful of Native people who are upset about this. You know, nationally, other corporate institutions, academic institutions, have realized we can no longer go on with this. And back to Roger Goodell, commissioner of the NFL, I mean, to defend the name Redskins by saying it represents courage and respect is just absolutely outlandish and totally code for wanting not to change the name because of the money it would cost the organization.
Yeah. Well, and we do have a break coming up, but Daniel Flynn, why if most, if not all, you know, not all, but most Native American groups and many others think that this is offensive and racist and derogatory, why shouldn't that be enough to change the name?
Jack, the premise of the question, when the Richmond Times-Dispatch and the Washington Post contacted local Indian tribes, they either said they didn't care, this was a tempest in a teapot, or Robert Green, who was a local tribal chief in the D.C. area, he said about 98% of my tribe is Redskins fans, and it doesn't offend them either. And he said it doesn't offend him. And so I think it's a mistake to contend that most Native Americans or all Native Americans are offended by the Redskins nickname. In fact, a lot of Native Americans appreciate the Redskins nickname. When a poll was done in April, the Associated Press took a poll of the American people, should the Redskins keep the name or should they ditch it? About 4 out of every 5 respondents, 79% of respondents, said they should keep the name. I don't think 80% of America are racist. I just don't believe that. And so I think there are a small group of people who take offense and take offense liberally at, you know, a lot of things in society, and sports teams' names is just one of these things that they take offense. They're very loud voices, but let's not kid ourselves into believing that people who have very loud voices are speaking for the majority of X or Y group. And I think certainly with regard to Redskins, they're not speaking in the majority.
Daniel Flynn is a columnist for the American Spectator. He is author of The War on Football, Saving America's Game, which comes out Monday. His recent piece is called Hail to the Redskins' Name. He He says that the Washington Redskins should keep its name. Mark Anthony Rollo says the Washington Redskins should change its name. He is a member of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa, and author of My Mother Is Earth. Correction from what I said before. He is also the former executive director of the Native American Journalists Association. His recent piece on why the Redskins should change its nickname was part of the Progressive Magazine's op-ed media project. We have posted both of these pieces from both of our guests on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And we welcome your questions for both of our guests, your points in this discussion, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Should the Washington Redskins change its name? That's today's big question. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our lines are full, so let's take some calls. Rich in Rhinelander is first. Hello, Rich.
Hi. I mean this observation to be as friendly and in good spirits as possible, but one of your guests has made the old argument that the Boston Celtics and Notre Dame's Fighting Irish are proud of their particular names. I would invite that guest to take a motor tour of the 310 Indian reservations in the United States of America, where some of the poorest 1% of American citizens live, and those conditions persist into today. We pull out Indian icons in this society when I was much younger for things like fighting litter on our roadsides with a supposed chief with a tear running down his cheek. We do a very poor job of actually respecting the traditions of the people on whose land we live. And I consider the Redskins to be a name similar to mulatto or something like that.
Oh, all right, Daniel Flynn.
I looked on the wrong digit for your phone. Is
yeah.
Your head down again?
All right, I'm sorry. I think we have a little feedback going on. Daniel Flynn, are you there?
Yeah, sure. I would invite the caller to go up to North Dakota and talk to the Spirit Lake Sioux. And the Spirit Lake Sioux actually sued the Board of Education in North Dakota to block them from changing the Fighting Sioux nickname for their school. So quite clearly, not all Native Americans agree with him. And again, I think we do a disservice to the debate when we act as though there is a uniformity of opinion amongst Native Americans, when in fact, when Sports Illustrated surveyed Native Americans, this is about a decade ago, so perhaps this is a bit dated, but a decade ago, they asked them whether sports teams should change their names if they had a Native American nickname, and about 80% said no. So quite clearly there is a debate within the Native American community, and I would argue that the debate that most of the folks in the Native American community, just as most of the folks in the greater American community, agree with my side. They're not offended by the idea of Native American nicknames, just as I'm not offended by the Holy Cross Crusaders because I'm a Catholic. And just as I don't think there are too many Greeks that are offended by the University of Southern California Trojans.
And for some reason, we have lost our other guest. Mark Anthony is, we lost that line. We'll try to reconnect and be sure to get a response from him. Maybe we won't be able to do that before news time. We have Juliana in Siren who emails, "It is beyond me why someone wants to assume a Native American nickname for a team would be construed as derogatory. It is honoring the bravery of Native Americans. Too much political correctness." And while we wait for our guests, let's bring on David in Richland Center. Hi, David.
Hi, Joy. My comment was for your guest that unfortunately dropped off. When I went to college and played football in Kansas, went to a little liberal arts college called Ottawa University, and our nickname was the Braves. And the reason our nickname was the Braves is because the band that occupied that land, the tribe that occupied that land, wanted the college to honor them. And they actually, you know, we were featured on CNN as, you know, the one of the colleges that had a Native American nickname with the full blessing of the tribe. In fact, my roommate at the time was our mascot, and he wore a deerskin Brave outfit that was actually made by the tribe's elders. And I can tell you, first and foremost, there was no mocking of the tribe or anything else like that. When he put that mascot uniform on and I helped him.
Well, this is lots of little glitches going on here, but we got most of your comment, caller, so thanks very much. For some reason, your line cut off as well. We will reestablish our contact with Mark Anthony Rollo, and we'll get him to respond to your comments after we check the latest news. And we will also continue talking with Daniel Flynn, who is a columnist for the American Spectator. Should the Washington Redskins change its name after the news? Washington Redskins owner Daniel Snyder made headlines recently for saying the team will never change its nickname, despite cries that it's racist and insulting to Native Americans. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is coming up on 7:37 on this Wednesday, August 14th. We have two guests of opposing perspectives discussing the controversy over the team's name, and we invite you to weigh in on this week's big question. Should the Redskins organization drop its name and logo? And why or why not? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We have with us Mark Anthony Rollo, who is a member of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, author of My Mother is Earth. He is the former executive director of the Native American Journalists Association. His recent piece on why the Redskins should change its name was part of the Progressive Magazine's op-ed media project. We also have with us Daniel Flynn, columnist for the American Spectator, author of the new book, The War on Football, Saving America's Game, which comes out on Monday. His recent piece is called Hail to the Redskins' Name. Just before news time, we heard from a caller, and we had a Facebook comment. In essence, here's Juliana and Siren's Facebook comment. It is beyond me why someone wants to assume a Native American nickname for a team would be construed as derogatory. It is honoring the bravery of Native Americans. And our caller said that he was from a town in Kansas, I believe, where the Native Americans in that area wanted the name, and it was an honor. Mark Anthony, please address those issues.
Yeah, sorry, I got cut off.
Right.
There are a lot of issues to address. I think, first of all, when you talk about, some Native people are not opposed to the nickname, yes, that's true. Is there a debate within Indian country about it? I don't believe there is. And if there is, it's quite lopsided. Our other guest mentioned Spirit Lake in North Dakota wanted the University of North Dakota to keep the name Fighting Sioux. What he didn't mention is that there were two other tribes, Standing Rock and over in Eagle Butte, who were opposed to it. So if you poll tribal leaders of the National Congress of American Indians, I'm sure you'd find the majority of them, if not all, are opposed to the mascot. And the fact that there are some Native people who aren't bothered by it, that brings up the question of education. You know, when Native people, all these images and nicknames throughout the century contributes to oppression. And when you're an oppressed people and you internalize that oppression and shame, you don't recognize what it is that's dehumanizing you. And so there's a measure of education, and there also is for the majority of Americans. I don't believe the majority of Americans are racist. The guest brought up a poll about something like 79% of Americans don't think Redskins is wrong. Well, that's an issue of education. You know, The Onion newspaper, one of my favorite spoof newspapers, this week had a wonderful headline. And, you know, sometimes behind Onion news headlines, you get a lot of truth. And if I could just read it to you, Joy, it's a Redskins name only offensive if you think about what it means. And that really is what's going on in this country when it comes to Indian mascots, images, and nicknames. American people don't realize and understand what these names mean, what they have done to Native people, because we are so invisible on many levels.
Well, let me follow up for Daniel with this email from Brooke. Would you ask your guest, Daniel, if he would be comfortable with a team name like the Blackskins or the Yellowskins? If not, what's the difference?
I think the difference is that those are not words that are in the lexicon, and the difference is that there was not, you know, that what we said earlier, that there was a team, the Boston Red Sox, where the Redskins derived their name from. It's a rather innocent origin of the name. And just to touch on something that the other guest said, it would be nice if I could just dismiss every disagreement with my opinion by saying those people aren't educated. I think there's something terribly insulting about the suggestion that American Indians or the wider American population doesn't buy into his idea on Native American nicknames or mascots because we're not educated. I've thought a lot about this, and I just don't agree with him. I'm not buying it. One of the reasons I'm not buying it is because there are so many nicknames that refer to ethnicities and to religions, and nobody finds them insulting. There's just a small group of largely professional activists among Native Americans who create a stir on this. Now, he says that hypothetically, if they were to poll Native American leaders, he thinks they would have a certain view. Well, this isn't a hypothetical. Sports Illustrated conducted a poll. It was 10 years ago, but they conducted a poll and asked if they should ditch Native American nicknames and mascots, and about 80% of Native Americans said no. So it's not like we need to go to hypotheticals. There's an actual poll out there. It's a bit dated, but there's an actual poll showing that at the very least, there is controversy, there is discussion within Native American communities, just like there is within the wider community, and that most of the Native Americans, like most Americans, think that Native American nicknames are not offensive.
Mark Anthony?
Dated is correct. As I mentioned before, and Daniel is not acknowledging this, this is an issue of education. I'm not insulting the American people when I say the majority don't understand how damaging and derogatory these names are. I'm just simply saying because we live in a society where Native people are so caricaturized. But back to this point about Blackskins and Yellowskins not being part of a cultural lexicon, how in the world is Redskins then part of Native lexicon? Why is that imbalanced? So, again, I just go back to the whole education issue. If people, and this has been going on in Indian country as well, if you poll today, you're not going to get what this supposedly poll, I'm not sure which one he's referring to, dated 10 years ago, you'd be a very different number. I'm confident of that. All my years spending in Indian country, I know this. We are becoming educated about how oppressed we are. We are addressing issues like this and, reclaiming and going on with survival.
Let's take a call from Mike in Appleton. Hello, Mike.
Good morning. Let's look at it from a different perspective. Mr. Schneider, since the Redskins have been in existence, how many scholarships have they given to American Natives? How much has the Washington franchise given to rebuilding schools, such as in Pine Ridge Reservation? How much has the Redskins gone out to honor the American Native in helping them financially? You know what the answer is? As much as their greedy pockets wouldn't give a dollar. And this man talks about logos. He comes, he said, from Holy Cross. How would he feel if we changed the name of the school mascot to the pedophile priest?
Well, so...
Or how about the Washington Redskins? Does this man, does he have as much sensitivity as Bull Connor did as the sheriff in Alabama?
All right, let's thank you, Mike. Daniel Flynn, what's your response to that?
Well, you know, 80% of Americans don't think they should change the name. I don't think we can equate 80% of Americans with Bull Connor. I think that's just, you know, it's not responsible dialogue. There are a sizable number of American Indians that don't want to change the name. And if you look around, you know, at the landscape, I mean, there are all sorts of nicknames that, you know, refer to all sorts of ethnic groups that aren't terribly offensive to those ethnic groups. It's just when we talk about Native American nicknames. I as a writer, you know, to me, the more words, the merrier. The idea that we're going to get rid of proper names because a few people find them offensive, you know, there's something, there's a tone of moral grandstanding in what Slate and the New Republic and some of these other publications have done. They don't write about sports. They very rarely write about sports. And the idea that they're going to write an article in which they mention the Redskins' name, you know, dozens of times or so in the article, and just to make the point that we will never again mention the Redskins' name in our publication. Well, you know, call me when Sports Illustrated does this. Call me when the Washington Post does this. That would be news. But these are publications that they don't really write about sports, and so I think their efforts here are just to bring attention upon themselves. And in bringing attention upon themselves, let's not forget that they use this Redskins name in the articles in which they announced that they weren't going to use the Redskins name. I think it's a terribly silly thing for them to have done.
Mark Anthony, a brief reaction to what Slate and Mother Jones and other publications have done, saying that they're not going to use the name anymore?
Oh, they shouldn't educate people? Is that what I'm hearing? I go back to education. I think if you sit down with the most Native American people, and you explain to them what's going on, this whole program is about education, they'll see and understand how dehumanizing it is to Native people. I've been listening to Wisconsin Public Radio for a lot of years, and I can tell you most of your listeners understand that this is a derogatory name, Redskins, and it should be removed.
Yeah. You know, speaking of Wisconsin, you have spent time in Wisconsin, Mark Anthony, Daniel Flynn, not so much. But I would like a quick reaction to something that is happening in Wisconsin. There's a bill in the state legislature that would make it harder to force a school district in Wisconsin to drop a Native American nickname or logo. In essence, it would take it out of the state's hands to declare, an Indian mascot offensive and put it in a local school board's hand. Do you have any thoughts on that, Mark Anthony, in terms of whether that's a good or bad idea?
Well, I'm not familiar with that bill, but I can tell you that many states, including Wisconsin in the past, have said, let's drop these names. Let's get rid of Squaw Lake. Any lake named Squaw in the state, get rid of it. I think what we're talking about here more is politics and power between local governments and the state. And that's what those issues are really rooted in. I think, once again, Native Americans are just kind of on the side. We're just an issue to be used, I'm guessing, between issues between local governments and state control.
Right. Daniel Flynn, any thoughts on this, on making school districts, elementary and high schools, change their names?
Well, you know, I played football for 8 years when I was a kid, and in every year that I played football, the team nickname was a Native American nickname. I don't think that bred racism amongst the players. I think it was something that we were honoring the heritage of our town. When you have nicknames, they usually derive from some kind of local feeling, like the Green Bay Packers. I mean, that Packers nickname wouldn't make sense if it were in Dallas or some such place. It makes sense in Green Bay. And that local control, that should be who's determining the nickname. And we should admit, I mean, earlier in the program, we were talking about, you know, the Fighting Sioux in North Dakota. There was a very different situation in North Dakota than there was, say, in Marquette. I mean, Marquette voluntarily changed their name from the Warriors to what, the Golden Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
In University of North Dakota, there's nothing voluntary about what's going on up there, and there's nothing voluntary about the school ditching the Fighting Sioux. They want to keep it, and there are outside forces that, like the NCAA, that want to force them not to have the nickname, so much so that they're not...
Well, they did. The school dropped it. The school dropped it.
The school... What? Say again?
The school dropped the Fighting Sioux name based on a referendum by the people in North Dakota who voted to get rid of it.
They weren't going to allow them to play certain, you know, certain postseason games if they kept that nickname. And so it's not like the choice was voluntary. Let's just admit that.
People of North Dakota voted... a majority to get rid of the nickname Daniel. That's the headline.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We have just a minute each for you to give us your concluding remarks, and I'll Daniel Flynn, I'll give us your closing argument as to why the Washington Redskins should keep its name.
Well, I think it's a name that honors Native Americans, and when the Washington Post and the Richmond Times-Dispatch asked some of the local Native American chiefs, they agreed. They said they were Redskins fans, and they weren't offended by this nickname. There are a small amount of Native Americans that are offended by these nicknames. I don't think that the Washington Redskins has an obligation to please everyone in the country by their nickname. There are all sorts of teams out there, including the Kansas City Chiefs or the Florida Seminoles, that have Indian nicknames, and you know, there's just something Orwellian about the idea of publications like Slate and the New Republic vanishing a word from the English language. You know, as a writer, I find that troubling. I find it Orwellian that your guest continually, you know, doesn't make an argument, but essentially diagnoses the people that disagree with him as being uneducated, as being, not having the information. I have the information. I just don't think it's terribly offensive. And I agree with 80% of the country that the Washington Redskins should keep the name Redskins. Maybe they should change the name Washington because they no longer play in Washington anymore, but keep the Redskins.
And Mark Anthony Rollo, your closing argument as to why the Washington Redskins should change its name and whether you think it eventually will.
I do believe it eventually will. That's one of the most wonderful things about this country at this time. We are becoming more tolerant. We're becoming more aware of our hidden racism. We are embracing diversity. So I'm very confident it'll be gone, hopefully within the next 5 years or less. But, Daniel, you don't know Indian country. And to say that it's only a minority of Native people who are opposed to this is absolutely wrong. The fact of the matter is, beyond that, is that Native people have been so oppressed, and lands taken, boarding school eras, languages ripped from us, culture, and we have fought very hard to try to get back to a level of humanity. And this country is doing what, you know, slowly recognizing that. And the name Redskins does not honor Native people. It doesn't reflect the Kurds. Doesn't reflect anything of our values as Native peoples. It is an absolutely derogatory name, and it sits in the middle of the east coast of the country as just a small representation of hate, quite frankly. And it doesn't reflect the majority of America. And when he cites a poll that most Americans don't want to change the name, again, it's an education issue, and I believe that soon, hopefully soon, the name will be dropped.
Thank you both very much for being with us. Mark Anthony Rollo, a member of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, author of My Mother is Earth, former executive director of the Native American Journalists Association. Also with us, Daniel Flynn, columnist for the American Spectator, author of The War on Football, Saving America's Game, which comes out this coming Monday. His recent piece is called Hail to the Redskins' Name. His piece, as well as our other guest's piece, is posted on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Well, you've heard both sides. Now it's time for you to sound off. Should the Washington Redskins change its name or not? And why or why not? We're going to give you 30 seconds to give us your view. 1-800-642-1234. You can also send an email to talk@wpr.org. Time now for our sound-off portion of today's big question. Should the Washington Redskins change its name? Yes, no, or not sure? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Everybody gets 30 seconds to state your view. Russi in London, Kentucky is with us first. Hi.
Yeah, that's Russell in London, Kentucky. I think you should keep your name, and if that man is too worried about the image of the Indian, American Indian people, he should need to go out there and spend time at the Navajo Indian Reservation at Shiprock, New Mexico, and Cayenta, Arizona. Them people are proud. They ain't got a dime to their name, and they're very proud people, and they're always asking for NFL stuff that has their name and logo on it. So he needs to do his own homework, and he needs to do something else besides get on here and gripe about racism amongst people.
Thank you very much, Russell. Gabriel in Duluth. Hi, you're next.
Yes, have we ever considered naming a team, say, for instance, the Minnesota Settlers or some other colonialistic terms? If we're going to keep the Redskins, why? I mean, how would it feel if the shoe were on the other foot?
Okay, Gabriel, thanks very much. So we have a yes and a no so far. Jeff in Green Bay. Hi, Jeff.
No, they should not, but it really is going to be in another 25 years. It's going to be a moot point as the Indian blood gets diluted further into society and they really forget their roots. At this point, about the only reference people really have to Indians in their lives is the Indian casinos. So if your first guest would rather have a dealer of blackjack be the representation of Native Americans, so be it.
Thank you, Jeff. We will go next to Ken in Wapaka. Hi, Ken.
Yeah, hey, Joy, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Appreciate the show. Definitely they should get rid of this this name. It's derogatory. It's racist. My understanding is that it was the skins of Indians when they would bring them in for selling, sculpts, and they would bring them in and sell them, and that was what the term redskin meant. Was actually blood from the skins of the that they would bring in during the Indian Wars in the founding of this country. So I think it's incredibly racist and it's offensive.
Thank you very much. Craig in Milwaukee. Hello, Craig.
Hi, thanks for having me on. I think we that name should be banished, and I see it from the fact that, I mean, the Indian people of this country have been one of the most oppressed cultures that we've had over the years. And just because of their ways and their, demeanor, sometimes they may not have spoken up, but, now's the time. And if they're saying, that we want to get rid of this name, I mean, we should listen.
All right. Thank you very much. 30 seconds and we are out of time. You can continue voting online, though. We have our online poll on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page and at WPR.org/joy. So far, 73% of you voting online say yes, the Washington Redskins should change its name.